Celebrate with us. It's the end of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Season 6, Episode number 23, Reunion Part 3. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Zero, done.
How many fucks do I give? Hey, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. And we're at the end.
Zero. Done.
No more episodes to discuss after tonight. We will not be here for the secrets revealed because we are revealing all the secrets tonight with a full panel. We're dressed up, ready to celebrate. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and alongside me tonight, the beautiful.
Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olsen, and you guys can always catch up with me at Christy Reports.
Hey guys, it's Megan Stecker, and I'm so excited. It's our final week of wrapping this up, but I would love to tweet with you all week long and bash these ladies from the just kidding. At Megan Stecker.
Fern Rone here, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at Fern Rone. And if I may say really quickly, my book was released last week, and over the weekend, we had an amazing party hosted by AfterBuzz. And as I said really quickly in my speech, that I'm so grateful to Marie and Kevin for all they've done for us and for even starting AfterBuzz, and that because of them, I made my two very first friends in Los Angeles, Grant and Megan. And aww. I also met the wonderful Christy, who I have no other way to phrase it, but she busted her ass to do this party. She did everything, and it's one of the nicest things anyone has ever done for me, and it turned out beautiful, and I felt like it was my wedding. It was amazing, and it went so fast. And I just want to say thank you, guys. We had the best time.
We really did.
And we're all real friends on this panel, which makes it even nicer. Unlike some of these ladies that we're going to discuss, we actually really are legit friends. And we don't have to have these conversations questioning people.
Thank God.
Yes.
We just have a good time. So, with that said, let's get into this episode and let's talk about... I want to do it a little differently because I always go in order and I feel like we've discussed and we've discussed again all these things, but... you know,
we've already been around in circles. Yeah. Why not just start wherever the hell we want?
Yeah, I mean, we picked up basically with Eileen talking about her abuse and how she wanted to talk about the abuse and share her story. It was more important to her than talking about her affair. And then Lisa Vanderpump picked up where she left off with being emotional about her past. And Yolanda and the ladies kind of all say, look, we could have used this to connect with you, to kind of latch on to something, to be able to find common ground, like to be relatable. And true to herself, Lisa Vanderpump is just so icy this whole reunion. She doesn't give anybody a leg to stand on.
Yeah.
zero, done. Good night, guys.
Like radio silence over here. Like,
Well, then she kind of had this whole thing about, like, I don't dwell on the negative. And they said, well, yeah, you like everything to be like Candyland, happiness, and pink roses.
I can't stand those people. Get real. Really?
I was going to say, I can sort of relate to that. I'm a little that way myself.
but you know what?
I mean, yeah, this is the time. It's reunion part three. It's time to get effing real and be really effing good.
I feel like Andy was trying.
I get you. I got that.
I think Andy was really trying to get her to crack, like really get her to not be icy Lisa. Because he did say, oh, I'm really surprised you didn't share since you've, you know, had this experience yourself. I'm really surprised when Eileen shared her story that you didn't also, you know, say, oh, well, that happened to me too. And I know how you feel. Mm-hmm. Like he was really trying to get her to go there and nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. I don't think she'll ever, like, that's just her personality. I think they, like, kind of described her really well as, I forget who it was who said it, but that she doesn't open up because she has to be in control. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone else can have problems, but she has to be the one who's just fine, and she's in control, and she's the queen bee, and they described her accurately.
I mean, do you think, I know, like, you're a fan of hers, do you think this is her persona at all times, like even in business and at home?
Yeah, I feel like she and her husband have a true love. They're best friends, they are teammates, they're partners, and they don't need anybody else. And if she ever has a problem, she'll go to Ken and nobody else. She probably doesn't have a best woman friend. She probably doesn't have many women friends. I think it's just them against the world, and she's not going to ever open up to anyone else. That's just how it feels.
Yeah, she doesn't have to, I guess.
Yeah, she doesn't have to. But at the same time, I mean, it's wonderful to have your husband, but you need other mm-hmm. outlets. You need other yeah. people in your life. Mm-hmm. It's not healthy, I don't right. think.
No, and I'm dying to know if he ever speaks to her the way that he talked about Lisa Rinna. Or any of the other ladies in the way that we've seen him describe some of the other women on their show in past years.
I don't think he does. Yeah. I think he worships her like she's the queen, she wears the pants, and he loves to be along for the ride because they have a great life. They have a ton of wealth. True. He could be a man of leisure or leisure, however he might say it in his British accent. Leisure, you know? And I mean, if I would be so lucky to be yeah. married to Lisa Vanderpump and just be like, look at our grand estate and my ponies and yeah. whatever.
I'd call our friends wankers, too.
Well, Eileen says that Lisa Vanderpump has more empathy for dogs than humans, and Lisa Vanderpump said, thank you.
wait, yes. Because I was thinking this before she ever said that, and I was like, I can't believe someone said that. I was thinking that. She cares more about dogs. She's icy with people, but it just loves her a dog or any animal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not any animal. No, only dogs. She still proudly serves meat in her restaurants and doesn't care two craps about the animals that are tortured and murdered so that she can make money off selling them in her restaurant. But she mm-hmm. really, really gives a crap about those dogs.
And Christy can say that because she's a vegan.
Yeah, well, yeah. But you know what? And I get that there's, like, no perfect activist, and it's good when you want to do anything that helps animals or people or anyone else, but, like, mm-hmm. please stop being so self-righteous about it when you still own 3 restaurants in L.A. that have 0 vegan or even vegetarian options on the menu.
Wow, 0?
I guess I'm still just as bad for still going to a restaurant.
Yes, Grant, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, Oh my God. I'm going to stop. I'm going to shut myself down now.
Okay.
We have a long way to go.
Eileen basically spells everything out, all the reasons why she was so frustrated and why she was deemed like the bitch and why everything came out. And after everything that she explained, Lisa Bennett just said, what? She was like, after everything was laid out, that was the easiest way for her to just slip out from under all that. So, I don't have much respect for that. Face the music at some point. Come on. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, she even turned it around so much so that Eileen apologized. And I can't remember. I can't remember how the conversation went. You were saying these horrible things about me and it really upset me. I guess kind of saying, like, you're not the only one upset about what, mm-hmm. you know, you upset me too by what you said about me too. And immediately Eileen, I'm sorry. Well, then I'm sorry. I like that Andy pointed it out to her. Mm-hmm. It's like, see how easy Eileen said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just can't with her. I feel like it's such a silly, that she knows she's doing this. It's just fun for her, for the camera. And it's all her master plan. I don't think she really is that icy of a person. But I think it's really fun for her to do it on the show. And it's so, like, I can see the sausage being made. Like, give it up. The jig is mm-hmm. up. Like, it's not funny anymore.
I mean, I think it's making her look really bad.
Is that veggie sausage?
No. Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Vegan.
I just don't think Lisa Vanderpump came away from this 3-part reunion looking very good and open minded as a person. She's not as fun as she comes across. Right, it's a little bit of a darker side, I think.
No, but I think she knows that she will never not be celebrated in West mm-hmm. Hollywood, where she's this businesswoman and she's going to continue to do a lot for certain groups of people and mm-hmm. she will be beloved. I don't think that she's ever afraid about losing fans. I think she mm-hmm. really thinks maybe there's an air of the kind of pompousness about her, mm-hmm. but she's not concerned about how her behavior is going to make people like or dislike her. She doesn't give an F.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good.
Well, Erica gave a little bit of an F when it came to Catherine and their conversation months ago at her house. They were going to be really good friends. But Erica says that I didn't say everything that was said that you told me. Should I tell Lisa Vanderpump that you called her a harmless old lady? And then everyone came out about things. Everyone just kind of attacked Lisa Vanderpump from that point on with what they thought of her. It kind of came across.
Thus proving that she is not a harmless old lady.
Yes. Yeah. The whole thing kind of seemed desperate to me. And then it came back and forth, that Erica said a lot in Dubai at the end of the night to Catherine about all the ladies, which I actually really believe that she did say all that stuff. I can hear Erica mm-hmm. saying at the end of the long day, like, oh, that one, that hair, that one's a pain in the ass. Like, I can hear her venting because I would probably do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And when you hauled mm-hmm. your whole glam squad's butt to mm-hmm. Dubai and nobody else did, I'm sure she thought all their hair and makeup looked like crap. Mm-hmm. It probably did.
I feel like she's just been so honest as a character on the show, I guess you would say, or been so honest as Erica, Girardi, Jane, whichever one, that I don't fault her, because she probably, I don't know, I just don't fault her for doing that at all, because I just feel like she's honest about it, mm-hmm. about everything, mm-hmm. so at the end of the night, if she bitches about somebody, like, who cares, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's out of her character.
Mm-mm. And she probably didn't say anything really malicious about their character or their personality. Yeah. Like, she probably said their hair looked horrible. Who cares? Like, she didn't say, you know, anything.
Yeah, the fact that Catherine couldn't come up with anything super evil that she'd actually said. And Erica even prodded them, like, tell me, what did I say? And they had nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like after a couple of days, you get annoyed with anyone that close quarters anyway.
It was that constant, like, Munchausen's fight. I said it. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. You started it. Blah, blah, blah. And it didn't involve Erica or Eileen or, you know what I mean? So it's like, if you weren't in that fight, you were probably like, I'm so freaking sick of this one and that one and this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you're tired, you're jet lagged, you can't do anything else with anybody else because you're expected to be on set filming at these locations and these boats. So, yeah, I mean, after a while, I'd be really annoyed too. So I don't really blame her. Catherine was really kind of up Lisa Vanderpump's ass in this episode. And she said that, you know, Lisa Vanderpump has never said one bad thing about anybody here. And it's like, someone hasn't been watching the show. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know. She's really trying to earn those points, so.
She's trying to keep her ass on this show.
Yeah. Exactly.
She's smart to side with Vanderpump, because Vanderpump, they know they're going to need an ally. Mm-hmm. And if Kyle does not return, then she's going to need someone in her corner.
Mm-hmm. Did we see a scene of just Catherine and Lisa Vanderpump at all this season?
I was trying to think of that, too. I think it was just with the dog. Right?
At the house. Yeah, she did come over to the house.
Prepping for the dog thing.
Yeah. Earlier on, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But not significant. That. There weren't, a lot of...
Like, I do remember at one point Erica saying, like, it's too late. We can't get her off the reservation. She's drunk the Lisa Vanderpump Kool-Aid and she ain't going back. So I remember thinking, like, well, when did they get so close? So there must be... She's up Lisa's butt trying to... stay on the show, but we didn't get to see it.
I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm like, since when are they friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, something pointless they didn't show us this season?
I don't know.
I feel chipped.
I kind of believe that, because like you said, Erica did make that comment that she drank the Kool-Aid. Like, I think that it's been developing, and probably since they wrapped, she probably invited her to pump a bunch of times like she did with that other one from that season. What's that other one?
Joyce.
She's always there, like they're like this. So she probably got her into the web. One moment that I thought that was absolutely horrible and I did side with Lisa Vanderpump on was Brandy. And I'm a fan of Brandy and I like someone that speaks the truth, and I found it very entertaining, but I also found it very classless to have them showcase Brandy just throwing shots and darts at all the ladies from a pre-recorded scene. She said a bunch of stuff. Kyle is a different person, and when she's not around Lisa Vanderpump, Brandy apologized to Eileen and called Rinna batshit crazy, only to make a slam Rinna. She likes Erica, and Lisa Vanderpump is a brilliant puppeteer. And that's kind of like the nice watered down version. Her delivery was a little bit more crass.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It was horrible that they did that. And I like seeing Brandy, but that was just like, what is the point of this?
It was a complete cheap move by production.
Yeah.
This was a cheap ploy. And I think they know after the boring season we've had that they needed to do it. They needed something. And it was almost like as if Andy didn't have any explanation or apology anyway.
Yeah.
He was just like, we're going to set it up in this cute way. Like, she's a fan. And yeah, no, you ladies are right. You probably shouldn't be here. But here it is.
It was horrible.
I mean, I think universally across the panel, we're like, what was that?
I think she was trying to position herself to. She said nice things initially about Kyle, that I think she was trying to position herself to, even if she's not on next year, but even if she comes on as a friend, to reconnect with Kyle again and put a wedge between her and LVP for some extra drama.
Mm-hmm.
For some drama and drama next year.
Right. And we know that LVP and Kyle aren't friends when they're not shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be a good time for Brandy to slide right in there.
Yeah.
Be friends with the Richards sisters again.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it would ever happen.
I don't know.
No, Kyle is like...
done with her.
Kyle, I think Kyle blames a lot to do with Kim stuff on... Mm-hmm. Brandy, whether it's warranted or not. It's just easier to blame Brandy.
Yeah. Well, Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump showcase their friendship in different scenes throughout the show, and Lisa Vanderpump says that they are close, and they like to hang out and text and make phone calls and laugh at Yolanda being sick. Basically, that's what it was. Like, they even had to show the picture that they laugh at. I mean, that is so terrible. But, yes, there's Yolanda in her spacesuit or whatever she's doing.
The toaster.
Yeah, the toaster. And just bonding over how much it's so much fun to make fun of someone that we consider a friend.
Someone whose life isn't as fantastic as ours.
Yeah. And even, I think Yolanda kind of handled herself well. She's like, oh, you thought that was funny. Really? You really thought that was funny? And she could have really gotten pissed, but she just kind of let that one slide at this point. Those two aren't ever going to say, yeah, we were wrong. We're not going to do it again. Forget it. It's a lost cause. Anyway, I just want to point out that nothing was accomplished in this reunion. Really, though, can I think of anything other than...
Not one. Not one.
Eileen accepted Brandy's like, apology for whatever that was worth. It makes no bearing on anything. It wasn't even a storyline. That was really it. What happened?
I don't know. I really did enjoy the first week for the little bitty arguments that we did get out of it. But
I mean, Kim...
Nothing got accomplished.
Yeah, nothing got accomplished with these women with their relationships.
Rinna really tried. Rinna really, like, short of slapping Vanderpump, like, really got worked up. Like, did a faux walk out a couple times. Mm-hmm. Screamed own it, I don't know, maybe 29 and a half times. Okay. She tried. She put on a good show for the first third of the reunion, I would say.
Yeah, she lost her mojo towards the end. But Lisa Rinna did get a little dramatic, and she had to mention that she would vomit if Harry Hamlin said anything along the lines of Ken. Todd.
She had to bring out the receipts again for this. I loved it.
And I was so glad that Andy asked her this question and that he explored it with her, because that is the exact same thing that we all said when we saw Ken make those comments. Mm-hmm. Was like, oh my god, my husband said that about somebody, I would be horrified.
So embarrassed.
Horrified. And so I'm glad that she at least got to point out that she and her husband are a little classier in one way.
Yeah.
A little classier than LVP and Ken in one tiny way.
I can't believe Lisa didn't even say, like, well, on behalf of Ken, I wish he didn't say it. Or some, like, non-apology. Mm-hmm. But she was like, I'm not apologizing. That's what Ken said. Yeah, with her. She's a stonewall, that one.
In keeping up with tradition, we're going to do a quick jeers. And Fern, what was pissing you off in this reunion?
God.
There was something you just couldn't, you had to stop everything.
When Andy
everything.
Said, what was wrong with that teabag? I was like, that sums up the entire season. There is nothing to talk about. He had to know what was wrong with the teabag on the plane. That signifies everything.
I don't even remember that. I watched the show so closely, I really could write a dissertation with the notes that I have. I don't remember there being a problem with Erica's teabag on her private jet. That's what we have to talk
Any
about.
Any other good season, that would have even been cut from Secrets Reveal. Like, it's so not interesting.
Yeah. Yes. We're being really tough on this show, but come on, guys. Like, you're only talking about what you're giving us. So, what else can we say? Yolanda brings back Ken's involvement in their argument years ago. She likes to keep resurrecting that clip. Every once in a while, we have to hear about how he told her that she was stupid and to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Because it makes LVP and Ken look bad.
Well, isn't that Lisa's excuse for why she and Yolanda aren't close? Like, that's what it always goes back to, is like that Yolanda and Ken had words.
Yeah, that's what they want lead us to believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Yolanda claims at the end of the day she believes Eileen when it comes to who said what about what and Munchausen's, etc. So.
Can we have a funeral for this word?
That is the last time I will say it.
No, because we're not going to mourn for it. We're going to have a celebration.
That's the last time I'll say it, kids. We're done with that word. Yes.
Mausenhausen.
What is this note? Kyle says she spoke the truth on the boat, but she still stands behind Lisa Vanderpump, and whatever nonsense Lisa Vanderpump wants to say happened at the end of the bridge. The end of the bridge discussion that was never captured on film. Lisa Vanderpump doesn't know why people say she is manipulative. At the end of the day, she's just as confused as when she walked in. And when asked if she has any apologies at all, Christy, I believe you were right in your predictions.
None.
Not one.
No apologies. And she did say that she, and she had to say this to at least save some face, that she regrets not being too supportive of Yolanda and her illness. Mm-hmm. So she had to at least at the end of the day say, look, I have to at least acknowledge this woman was really sick.
But she didn't even look over and say, like, I'm sorry for that. Nothing. Nope, of course not.
Nope. Jeez. Both Lisa's end and a stalemate, being disappointed in one another. And that is That's all she wrote.
Frosty there. Maybe that could carry a little bit of next season. That was very icy between them.
Yeah. Oh, it'll carry over because Lisa Rinna isn't going to.
Well, Rinna is going to try to get back in Vanderpump's good graces for sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's going to be very desperate.
Yeah.
It's going to be nuttier than squirrel shit. When Brandy said that, I was like screaming, like, oh my God.
Oh, man.
Is that why she has to wear diapers?
I think so. Well, Grant and I, if anybody wants to check out Grant and I, we're Snapchatting. I didn't know you could do this. We're getting filters on the housewives' faces while watching the reunion, so you can check out our silly snaps.
I needed a break. Like, when they were getting into all the stuff about who mentioned what about bringing Kyle into it, I'm telling you, I'm like Bette Midler. Send me a chart. Like, I really don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
I need a chart. I can't keep up. Anyway, let's take a moment and thank some of the people that have been reaching out to us, commenting positively, giving us thumbs up, and tweeting with us throughout the week. I have a little list here of folks. Yay. So many people have been involved, and we appreciate you all. So it's the end. Let's give a little shout out to y'all. Jamel called in, of course. Jay Brooklyn 44. G Blow, I believe. That's Brandon Romano, who sends me so much little scoop in my DMs. Thank you. At Call Me Bryce Lee. Desert Mermaid, who gave us all such a nice comment about how she loves to like check us out. Like, we're a group of friends talking about the show. That was nice. We really appreciate that. And Lois Elfman, friend of the show.
Yes.
I believe his name is Keen Thomas, K-E-I-N. Shell A, who comments quite a bit in all of our shows. We see you. And our Melvin fan, another loyal commenter to a lot of the shows here at AfterBuzz. So thank you guys for sharing the love with us.
Yay! We love the interaction.
Yes, of course.
It's just fun to share. Yes. This is not brain surgery. This is not something that we have to do. We just do it because it's freaking fun. And it's so much fun that you guys think it's fun too. We can have fun interacting with you about it.
Exactly. Absolutely.
We have the best job in the world, guys.
We really do.
Well, what else can we say? I think we should look to see what's going on in the present day with Christy and News and Gossip. Yes. One last time.
Well, y'all, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has been officially renewed for season 7. That's right. I mean, it's not like we thought it was going anywhere. But one fan actually tweeted Andy and said, hey, you got to get rid of Eileen, Rinna, Erica, and Yolanda. Now, we've had a lot of speculation about who the cast might be next season. Andy responded and said, no way. No way he's cutting them. So that maybe leads into this next story, which is that Kyle Richards is threatening to quit the show, which he's done
again?
A million times before.
Every year.
Get this. If Kim is asked back. Yeah, she says she's finally putting her foot down. It's not good for Kim's sobriety, so she should be able to continue to air the family's dirty laundry and make the money, but Kim should not.
That's all Kathy's influence.
Meanwhile, Rebecca Romijn, who is not on this cast, but you know her as just Jerry O'Connell's wife.
Stunningly gorgeous. I am such a fan of hers. I've always like worshipped her. I think she's beautiful. Why? What's she going to say?
Well, we all know, was quite the supermodel back in her day.
Yes.
And she gave some comments to Entertainment Tonight where she talked about, oh, now these supermodels are just social media stars. And she was kind of alluding to Gigi and Kendall Jenner. And then afterwards, she felt the need to go on Twitter and say, like, oh, hey, guys, sorry, I didn't mean that. And Yolanda responded by directly tweeting Rebecca and telling her that Gigi and Kendall accomplished more at half your age in the fashion industry and that they were kind girls. And she really stuck up for them and really kind of went to bat when Rebecca wasn't trying to start beef, but she was pretty happy with herself that she had started some Twitter beef. So we see you, Rebecca. We see you trying to get on this show. Just saying.
Well, I love her. I'd rather see her on there than that other one.
You know
that other one that I'm talking about. That the mother of one of those ladies that was mentioned.
KJ. Well, we all know that Kim Richards has had her struggles last year. This year, last week, there was a warrant issued for her arrest. I'm sure you guys saw this all over. This is one of the things you all were tweeting us about after a judge on her Target shoplifting case concluded that she's not attending her court-ordered AA meetings. She wasn't giving the proof that she was, at least. She appeared in court on Friday, so the warrant was recalled, and now she has until June to go to the meetings and prove that she's doing so. But this is not the first time she's gotten in trouble for not following the orders, and it remains to be seen what will happen in June. Meanwhile, her sister Kyle is dealing with more cheating rumors with her husband. You guys may have seen this blurb pop up online, something about Mauricio was observed asking a woman for her phone number. So Kyle, of course, immediately came out and tried to shut this down right away and said, oh no, he was asking for that woman's phone number for me. I wanted to get a dress from a designer and some excuse that sounds a little fishy, but you know, she's trying to shut it down as she usually does.
There's so many rumors around those two. You know, they say when there's smoke, but I hope not.
I'm with you on the smoke thing, but you know, if I ever see Mauricio, I'll try to give him a little bit of this and see what happens. Man, just one final little blurb. That was terrible. I take it back. Oh, what am I kidding?
And then
he'll
be in our next Kyle. News and gossip, personal firsthand.
Yes!
Is this where all this for Kyle comes from? Do you want the man? Is that what it is? I mean... What are we getting to the basis of something?
I didn't realize that, but maybe we are onto something.
Oh, well, there you go.
Sorry, Richards family. Meanwhile, one last little blurby. Rinna and Kyle have been spotted hanging out. That's right. Is this a betrayal to LVP? We don't know. But Kyle and Lisa Rinna have been hiking together. They're tweeting about it. It's all over social media. So, like I said, when they're not shooting, LVP and Kyle are not really friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like it must be exhausting to go for a hike with Lisa Rinna, though. Because you know she's talking like a blue streak the whole time, up and down the trail.
And she's probably hungry, or she's had like 6 Red Bulls or something.
There's a lot of discussion happening in those hills.
That was some juicy gossip.
Right? Yeah, some good stuff for our final week. I always love to share.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, if you're still with us after all these episodes, we thank you once again. And we want to just, like, what do we want to do? Do we want to throw it out, or do we want to say anything good? Do we think about, like, next season? What do we want to say?
I was thinking about storylines for Lisa Rinna, because she needs something. Like, the 2 seasons she's been on, it's been somebody else's. So I feel like she needs to get an assistant that, like, screws up massively, and she has, like, drama in that department. Or, like, drama with, like, taking care of her mom and, like, something with her and her sister, not being able to take care of the mom. Something. She needs something that doesn't relate to anybody else. That's what I would write in.
And I was just going to say, our resident writer has written you 2 storylines, Lisa Rinna.
Consider there we go.
You know your sister's mad at you for not being there. Talk to us about
Come
it.
Come on. Yeah.
I would like to say a word to the Lisa Vanderpump fans.
Ooh.
You all don't need to come for me. Because deep down, I am a fan. Like, I loved and worshipped Lisa Vanderpump from day one. But I think her shtick has gone way over the top for me. Like... And I can see the sausage being made, and it's like, I'm over it. Like, let's just be a little more real, a little more honest. It's not that I don't like Lisa Vanderpump. I don't like how she's designing her character on this show the past couple of seasons. Overall, I'm sure she's lovely. Intimidating in person, for sure.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, I'm...
Perfectly said.
Yeah, okay. Perfectly I mean, said. Y'all don't need to come for me. It's silly. I'm just here to give my opinion.
Yes.
Yes. I wish you had the right to.
Well, that makes me think that maybe Kyle doesn't have so many fans, because no one comes for me and I say all kinds of nice crap about her.
Or is no one listening?
maybe that's it.
I don't know. I don't have really many final thoughts at this point, guys.
As long as we get Erica back, I kind of don't really care who else does
come
back.
Camille.
They need to have a touch of the original cast. Like, that would be great to have Camille come on and pick up where she left off. I still find it odd we didn't see a lot of Taylor, because in the press leading up to the season, they kept saying, like, Taylor's going to be on a lot more. Taylor's going to be more of a regular. And she literally had a scene.
I think that was Taylor pushing that. She was doing a lot of promo, a lot of red carpets during that time. And I think she was the one who was trying to make us, like, bite at that carrot. Like,
That's sad that you have to do that.
But now she's moved here. And she was trying to get a full-time gig back on the show, obviously. She and John have moved here, you know, dragged Kennedy back and the whole thing. So,
yes.
Girl, just lead your quiet life and be happy. Mm-hmm. Every time I interview, she's sweet, but No. Mm-hmm. No, N-O. She shouldn't be there.
Any thoughts about having Brandy come back on the show? It's always a hot button issue. What do you think? Leave us some notes in the comments below if you think it's you want to have her back to kind of amp up drama, or if you're still good with her being in the pre-taped segment away.
See, but that pre-taped segment could have been her chance tonight. She could have come out and, like, did a little bit of drama, but proved that she could still work with the entire cast. Remember, she got thrown off because nobody wanted to film with her anymore. So I think she could have, like, made some apologies and still thrown some daggers, but done it in a way where you'd go, oh, I want to see that again next season. And she totally screwed it up.
Yeah.
She got drunker as it went on as well. Did anyone else notice that? I mean, that's to be expected, but come on.
I don't think she's Beverly Hills material.
I think
she seems a little more Dallas to me.
She would fit right in on that trash bucket.
The hoop top, the screaming, the throwing drinks.
Yeah, we saw. I think we saw. I think we saw her, what she has to bring to the table, and we don't need to revisit. You know?
Correct.
We can watch Famously Single if we want.
Yeah, well, I'll always give her credit, though, because she's one of the most notable friends of that became full time.
That's true.
So she really did earn her way onto the show, and she earned her way off of it.
Yeah, and if she and Leanne keep hugging it out for the press, maybe that's a storyline that Bravo will want to grab onto.
I love those pictures. Yes.
It's happening.
Right. Well, it's time to say goodbye, but you can always keep up with us on everything online. It's very easy. Where can we find you all?
This is Fern Rone. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Rone, R-O-N-A-Y. And my novel, Better in the Morning, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and our wonderful engineer, James, made sure I had a copy to show you. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Better in the Morning. Look for it and follow the hashtag Better in the Morning book. Thank you.
Hey guys, for the last time, it is Megan Stecker. You can follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Yeah, that's it. Okay, it's all at Megan Stecker. It's M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. Stecker out.
So sad. I hate this. So I insist that you all follow me and keep up with me, please, at Christie Reports, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchatting all over the place now. And you know that those Orange County ladies are going to start working the promo circuit. So make sure you check out ChristieReports.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel. You guessed it, Christie Reports, for all those juicy exclusives. I will have them for you.
Nice. And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. You can find Grants Rants Hollywood Talk Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and it's as simple as a Google search, people, so check it out. Ladies, what can I say? It was a great panel. Loved having you all here, so what can we say? But cheers!
Cheers!
For the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, that'll do it for us for this season, season 6.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later, Beverly Hills. Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.